Our conversation with the head coach brought to you by Star Markets, just for you. Digital app earn rewards. Save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. I was watching the late night games last night, and often I try to come up with something really random and off the board, and this is what I was thinking last night. It was such a crazy NBA night. There were buzzer beaters. There were so many close games and out of timeout, out of bounds plays. Do you ever find yourself just caught up in a night in the NBA watching a bunch of games like that? Obviously seeing it much differently than we're seeing it, but it just get caught up when there are so many good games like that.
Sometimes I would say that most of the time I just wait to watch those before we play the team we're playing. Our video guys do a great job of clipping all that stuff up, so I don't have to stay up and watch it live. I can turn the TV off and get some rest prior to getting ready to play this game. But I spend a lot more time just on the teams we're playing, and then I'm usually sick of it. So I go to bed when I can. But I do enjoy, like anybody else, the random night where there's multiple close games on League Pass. More importantly, how was the play last night?
It was, thank you so much for asking. You should have come with me. I realized, you know, there's no shoot-around, right? It's the afternoon game, so you probably could have
We actually did like a get-together yesterday because we wanted Ennis to play a little bit and play up and down and a couple of our guys that didn't play as much. So I wish I would have. I wish I could have, but, you know, I had to be here. I had to be here working. Not all of us can go to the play and then just hang out watching NBA League Pass all night.
Luckily, that's my job. So it's true. That does work up nicely. The other part of my job is to come up with things for our conversation that are not going to make people fall asleep and drive off the road because they get too X and O-like. So when I bring up shot charts, that's a danger area there because I can already feel people starting to want. That's true. It's an early game.
They should be awake for a while.
But it's not. Yeah, it's sort of already gets dark early, so you want to be dangerous. We have a big debate as to whether to call the Celtics today or Celtics tonight. Like, where do you draw that line? Like, if it's not light out anymore, it's tough. It's a tough call.
I'm not a fan of that, by the way.
Of what?
I have loved my time in Boston. I'm not a fan of the
early
4:30
dark. Yeah, well, I will tell you one thing about my trip back to Boston yesterday. I hope you brought a coat when you get off
the plane. Is that right?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's going to hit you after a week in Charlotte.
No complaining about the 60-degree weather in San Antonio, 70 in Charlotte.
Isn't that something when people do that when you get out to these cities and they're like, oh, it's cold here? I'm like, really? You really have no idea. The question about shot charts, obviously, last year there were a few players on this team that the shot chart was a little bit of a mess given what today's game is about with the three-pointers and trying to get to the rim. Would it be in the oversimplified world in which we exist in this particular segment, are you happier with the way the shot chart generally has looked early in the season?
The best answer I can give to that is I haven't even looked at it. So that means that we're trying. We're trying to take good ones. It's not always going to be perfect. San Antonio forces you to take some of these mid-range shots, some of these, you know, what we would call non-restricted paint shots that, you know, Gordon's been hitting off the charts the last few games. Like, you're going to be forced to take some of that stuff because of the way they defend. You still always want to look for layups, free throws, and threes, but great defenses take those away sometimes, and so you have to work hard to get those and then shoot the best shot possible for your team. But, you know, last year I would say that I would have had a thought that our shot chart probably didn't look as good as it does now, but I don't think our shot chart right now looks as good as it needs to. But I'm not worried about it. We're just focused on playing the next possession, and we'll figure that out as time goes on.
My favorite question that you get here is, do you enjoy coaching against Pop? Do you enjoy coming to San Antonio and playing against the Spurs? To which your off-the-cuff witty answer was what?
Well, I've got family here, so I get a chance to see my cousins that live down here, and one of my good friends from high school is the head coach at Incarnate Word down here, so there's a lot of positives about San Antonio, but I would say that most NBA teams that have come here in the last 20 years, and certainly my experience has been, it hasn't been as friendly in the AT&T Center, but we're looking forward to competing tonight. But the one thing you do know is that if you have a chance to win this one, you're going to have to earn it. You're going to have to play all 48. You're going to have to play possession to possession. You can't let a run happen like we did last year. We just have to be great possession to possession. And this is what it's all about, is getting a chance to challenge yourself against really well-coached, really good teams.
You asked about my quick trip back to Boston yesterday in the airport. I tweeted this earlier when I changed planes in Atlanta today. There's a way you know you're at the San Antonio gate without looking at the monitors when you see David Robinson sitting waiting to get on the plane. Like, you know you're at the right gate, the San Antonio gate. And it made me realize that in thinking about the Spurs, as we always do, that you could almost watch a game from 2003 and see a lot of the same stuff, obviously with different players. Do we, in any line of work, almost universally not give enough weight to institutional memory?
I think the idea of corporate knowledge and it being passed down is really important. You know, you go through Robinson to Duncan, Ginobili, Parker, and you can see, you know, their influence on even Murray, White. You know, you go through their team. And I think that is Mills, obviously. Mills is incredible. But that's one of the things I think everybody respects so much about this organization in this place. And the other thing that I would say is that with all their success and through all their years, they've had some downs too, but they've just kind of stayed consistent and they've just kind of stayed the course and they've always given themselves a chance. And all of those players are still invested in that organization, right, that we named. And I think that's really important as well. And I think that speaks to what they've been able to accomplish.
I don't have to remind you or anyone what LaMarcus Aldridge did in the game in Boston last year, the last time we saw the Spurs, because he did it the other night.
Unreal. The other night was unreal.
Game.
And he was making those exact same shots, yep, over his right shoulder, turnaround fades. There are times where you're saying, okay, we need to guard this a lot better. We need to guard the action better. We need more ball pressure. We need this. We need that. And then there are times you say, damn, great shot. Like, and he had a bunch of those the other night against Oklahoma City. We need to do a better job than we did when we played him in Boston last year. You know, watching that game was not a lot of fun when I went back and looked at it earlier this week. So I'm looking forward to us hopefully competing and playing better.
That's the head coach who, at some point, this being his 500th regular season game here today, at some point you're going to have to explain to me the difference between institutional memory and corporate knowledge, because apparently there's buzz. I didn't get the memo that those are – that's the exact term for that.
Is that right?
Well, I said institutional memory, and you quickly jumped in and said, yeah, I think corporate knowledge is important.
I'm not sure I knew what institutional – I don't know what you were really referring to. I lost you when David Robinson was at your game. I thought that was the coolest part of the story.
It was the coolest part of the story.
You know why I lost you? You know why I fell asleep? Because you brought up shot charts as the second question.
So, therefore, save that stuff till the end.
That's right.
Nobody. But I'm trying to, you know, humor everybody here. We've got to try to sneak
some
basketball.
Maybe we can look at the shot chart on the plane.
It's a date. What better way to celebrate number 500? That's
increase
the head
coach. Our institutional memory.
Or corporate knowledge.
Corporate knowledge.
Celtics and Spurs next on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.